Hello and Merry Christmas. Welcome back to Reality Check. I would list off other holidays, but I'm afraid Christmas is the only one where I actually know the date. But happy Hanukkah and Festivus as well. I'll spare you all the self-promotion this week. Groupon deal is on the homepage. Link to this question submission form is at the top of this page, the Reality Check page. Same as always. Coming next week, I plan on recording a non-Q&A episode. So that will be new and exciting. It'll essentially just be me picking apart a general topic and going through it step by step. I haven't settled on a particular one yet, but if you all have any suggestions, let me know. So far, I'm thinking of things like the proper use of emotions, the poisonous tendency to take on unearned guilt, when and how to judge other people in your life. You get the idea. Not specific questions, but broader psychological phenomena. Okay, so this week, the question is about self-doubt. It reads, I have a habit of second-guessing myself. After I've decided to do something that I know to be a good idea, then I voice that decision to other people. If they react badly to it, I'll automatically doubt myself, even when I shouldn't. How do I stop this reaction? Now, this is an example of the cause being pretty obvious, while the solution is going to be a little more nuanced. I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear me say that this is most likely a gap in your self-esteem. And just to err on the side of being thorough, I'll elaborate on that for a second. Part of self-esteem comes from the feeling, you have to feel it in your gut, that come what may, you trust yourself to be able to navigate the world competently. Now, that doesn't mean that you know everything or that you can perfectly execute every decision that you make. But it does mean that generally speaking, you've proven to yourself that you have a pretty good method for analysis and decision making that tend to give you the results that you want, the positive results that you want. And again, I do mean proven because you have to prove it to yourself. Self-esteem must be earned. It doesn't come from people telling you that you're great. It can only come from proving that you are great in reality through thought and action. People can tell you all throughout your childhood that you're smart, but if you sure won't feel smart if most of your decisions are impulsive or reckless or lazy. So getting back to the question, we start with you, knowing that you've made a good decision. To me, that says that at least when you're free from outside influence, you feel pretty confident in your initial analytical and problem-solving abilities. You've already taken a problem, figured out how to get around or through it intelligently, and now you're just waiting to implement it, or if it's a long-term goal, you're in the process of implementing it already. Then along comes family, friends, your spouse, whatever, and well-meaning as they may be, they say, oh, I wouldn't do that, or oh, I would go a different way with that whole thing, and suddenly you get this sinking feeling that you've made a horrible mistake. So that sets the stage. Now let's pick that all apart. The first step actually comes before you talk to anyone. After you make a decision that rises to the level of telling others about it or whatever, you have to add an extra little step in where you say to yourself, all right, after weighing all the information I have and using what I know to be my own sound judgment, this is what I've come to. Now, the only way I'm going to change my mind about this is if new information is presented that alters the playing field significantly. In other words, you'll only operate based on new evidence. What you're doing here is mentally vaccinating yourself against your own bad habits. You know yourself well enough that you can see these behaviors coming before they happen, so it makes sense to prepare for them. So you've mentally guarded yourself against doubt at the outset. What do you do when you're in the moment? Well, the first thing to remember is this is your life. In the moment, you have no obligation to agree with anything being said to you. It's not your job to make the other person feel like they have all the answers. I would simply listen politely, see if they have any real points to make, but treat it all with a skeptical eye. It would be like someone trying to convince you that, say, the moon landings were faked. You wouldn't necessarily tell them to shut up, unless you're Buzz Aldrin, and then in which case you'll punch them in the face. But I imagine that's because he has more of a vested interest in that topic. But anyway, you would listen politely. You would smile. You would nod. Maybe ask a few follow-up questions in order to wrap your head around why they think that way. But the point is, the entire time you would be sitting there thinking, the chances of this dude convincing me that the moon landings were faked are pretty damn minuscule, especially since he's got no actual evidence. This is all just him rambling in an opinionated kind of way. That's the way you need to think when people tell you you made the wrong decision. Are they bringing up facts that fundamentally changed the equation that you ran previously? No. They're just giving you their opinion based on what is probably a much less informed perspective on your life, then that's all the consideration that they deserve. Now, there are a few caveats to consider. One is that you have to know for a fact that you're actually good at making decisions. I mean, that's sort of the basis of all of this. There are tons of people out there that walk around with a cocky attitude making awful decisions based on whim or emotions or whatever else, and they refuse to listen to common sense. Some people are narcissists who lack the ability or desire to understand other people. Some people are so far into the pleasure-seeking, pain-avoidance mode that they can't delay their gratification even for a moment. If you have these tendencies, you need to be honest with yourself about that and factor that into the equations. In that case, maybe self-doubt is a good thing in some contexts. Of course, I have no way of knowing if that describes you, Mr. or Mr. Questioner. But if it does, it would probably be best to talk to a professional who can help you get around those mindsets. Because if you can't even trust your own mind, then the idea of like other people second guessing you is like, that's just too much to handle all at once. The other thing to consider is the weight that each person brings to the table. Meaning, well, let me give you an example. Before I started officially doing the life coach thing, I often played the role of the wise friend to all the people that I knew. And the closer they were to me, the more I felt it was my obligation to tell them when they were going down the wrong path. That's what I thought a friend should do. I still think that way. Now, I imagine that everyone in their lives has someone like this, someone who knows what's what and just wants the best for you. They don't cast doubts on your decisions out of jealousy or to make themselves feel important or anything like that. They're just trying to keep their friends or family from plowing headfirst into a metaphorical brick wall. I would say that if someone with those kind of intentions is giving you advice, it's worth listening to a little more closely because you know that they're not doing it out of some selfish, whatever reason. And if that person has a track record of being right on the money most of the time, you should listen to that person even more closely. It still doesn't mean that you take what they say on faith. You should never take anything anyone says on faith. But it does mean that you have a valuable tool at your disposal, something that can help you make better life decisions, especially if you're a little bit, hesitant about your own decision. So it would be foolish to totally disregard it. Foolish, but sadly, quite expected, if my past history is any indication. People like this in your life are going to be telling you things you don't want to hear, like slow down when you're being impulsive, or maybe we should rethink this when, the last thing you want to do is rethink the thing. But hard truths are the ones that are the truths that you need to pay the most attention to, because they're the ones that will alter the course of your life the most, for good or ill. So as I said, easy to understand the cause here, but a pretty nuanced answer. It's tricky because how do you know just how objective and on target your decision-making abilities actually are? Life is so subjective sometimes that it's hard to tell a good outcome from a bad outcome. If I had walked through door number two instead of door number one, would things be better now? It's tough to know with that level of clarity, even in hindsight. But then that's where I could come in. Sneaky product placement. prepare yourself ahead of time before mentioning your decisions to people and gird yourself towards being skeptical as they respond. Understand that we all feel doubt about our decisions, especially the bigger ones. So it's not a huge weakness or anything. It's just something to manage and make sure that the doubt matches up with reality as much as possible. And if it doesn't, you just have to, talk to yourself and essentially reason it away. All right. So that about wraps it up for this week. As I said, if any of you listening have a topic you want me to ramble on about, let me know through my website's contact form, through Facebook, Twitter, whatever. So until next time, have a happy Kwanzaa.